Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you like me, when you sit down in front of the television set to catch some news, and all you get is either advertisement or some high-spirited discussions between experts on a given subject, screaming and shouting at each other? And you get really disgusted after a few minutes, thinking you're just wasting your time, and then you go to the internet, let's say, and look for newspaper articles, magazine articles, to find out what's happening, and you get articles which are really operating from a certain agenda. And that is becoming quite disgusting after a while as well. I found this article by Breitbart, dated January 17, quite telling. The author wrote, "It's more than a little troubling to know that Louis Giglio was ousted from President Obama's inauguration over a sermon he gave on the sin of homosexuality sometime in the 90s. We expect the tolerant oppressives on the left to attempt to smear Christianity as de facto bigotry. It's just another weapon in their never-ending crusade to destroy religion. But the media and our White House taking an active role in such a thing marks a new era for Christians and Christianity, and I fear not a good one." The article goes on to say, "We have now officially reached a point where the elite media and a sitting president not only believe Christianity is bigotry, but that this bigotry is worthy of ostracizing from public life those who believe in the teachings of the Bible." The context is important here as well. As far as we know, Giglio gave one sermon over a long, respected career. Moreover, he kept his remarks where they belonged, on behavior, not humanity. But Giglio never came close to crossing those lines and even talked about how we must lovingly but firmly respond to the aggressive agenda of not all, but of many in the homosexual community. "Many Christians, like myself," this author writes, "believe this is how most personal sins should be approached. This even includes, yes, sins committed by those who are not gay. And yes, the Bible also contains a whole host of sins surrounding the sexuality of heterosexuals. What we are seeing with the left and the media, though, is that believing in the teachings of the Bible, and more importantly, espousing and professing those beliefs, is now treated as though it's hate speech, bigotry, homophobia, or worse. Something seismic happened at the beginning of this week. As a country and culture, we have crossed the Rubicon, and that's something worth taking note of." How many are taking note of it? How many have taken note of this troublesome development, which was reported by the Washington Examiner on January 19? And I quote, "How did the rest of the media miss this? According to the new issue of Newsweek Online, President Obama is the second coming." The conservative media watchdog Media Research Center first noticed the God-like cover. Conservatives have long joked that the National Press Corps see Barack Obama as the second coming of Jesus Christ. Today, Newsweek, at least what's left of it, made it official, said Center Vice President Brent Baker. "Next to a side shot of Obama's head, the inauguration 2013 cover story pronounces the second coming." Baker notes that the author, longtime Newsweek veteran Evan Thomas, gave Obama godlike qualities during his first year in office, saying on MSNBC, and he is quoted, "In a way, Obama's standing above the country, above the world. He is sort of God. He is going to bring all different sides together." Recently, a prominent entertainer in a show referred to Barack Obama as the Messiah, the Savior. Now that, my friends, is appalling. That is blasphemy. And those who do that, and I don't care to what political agenda they may belong, will have to give account for these blasphemous actions when their accounting is going to start and Jesus Christ returns, or if they are dead, and they become resurrected. Now here's another article by Breitbart, dated January 18. It says, "There finally was the truth, and from NBC News, no less. Poverty is up from 43.6 million to 46.2 million. Middle class incomes are down from $50,000 compared to $52,000. The deficits exploded from $10 trillion to $16 trillion. Food stamp recipients have skyrocketed, 33.5 million to 46.6 million. Unemployment has budged, and the same number of people are without health insurance today as they were in 2009. Still, NBC News couldn't even bring itself to report the most, and I add the word now devastating, he used another word, the most devastating numbers. A population so despondent by a lack of jobs that enough people have dropped out to shrink the labor market to levels unseen since the 1980s. A chronic long-term unemployment problem unseen in this country since World War II. An unemployment rate disproportionately savaging blacks and Hispanics. Where was all this news during the 2012 campaign? Rather than report truth, the media locked arms and circled Obama's palace in order to protect him from the mindless hordes of racist, sexist Neanderthals who dared criticize the Lightbringer. The media's weapons of choice were distraction and lies. In order to pretend Obama's policies worked and to win him re-election, the media completely rewrote and redefined what a successful economic recovery is. Yes, the media won. It still pains me to say, but the media successfully pushed a failed president over the second term finish line. In a long game of history that will eventually be won by Christ, there are skirmishes, fights, battles, wars, and existential wars. What the media is winning are nothing more than a series of high-profile battles, but it is doing so in a way that represents an existential threat to themselves. By every measure, economic, credibility, the media is dying a slow death from a poison it must ingest in order to win these battles, but a poison nevertheless. This poison has cost the media almost all of its credibility with the public, a problem that grows by the year. And I would have to say amen to that. The news on television are awful, and what the media is reporting overall is awful. What I am presenting you on the Standing Watch programs is carefully selected as being as accurate as possible under the circumstances. This article in Breitbart goes on to say it's all a house of cards built on dishonesty, which only works for so long. Reality and truth will someday intrude, and it will, but it won't before Jesus Christ returns. He is the author of truth, and he will bring truth to this planet. Truth, which we are not having today. Deutsche Welle had this to say on January 17. Plagued by deep domestic problems, Barack Obama would love to outsource many international issues to the EU in a second term. Is the European Union willing and capable to preserve the current liberal European order at the moment when Russia has turned her back on the West, Turkey has lost hope of joining the EU, and the European periphery lies in shambles? And now notice, would the EU be America's reliable partner outside Europe at a moment when Washington lacks the resources and the appetite to be the global policeman while the world is in constant turmoil? The financial crisis has made America feel the limits of her global power. It has forced Americans to take a closer look at their own country, and what they saw was not inspiring. The president's efforts will be focused to reform America and not to transform the world, but in order to buy time for his American rebuilding project, Obama needs to know how effective the EU can be as a regional power and how ambitious the EU will be as a global power. It's not pretty obvious that the U.S. does not have any resources to continue its commitment in places like the Balkans or the Ukraine. Obama's reset with Russia is history, and Washington is eager to outsource all Europe-related problems to Brussels. But can Obama rely on the EU? Many in Washington are skeptical, but the president does not have much of a choice. Now, I'm reading you this to show you how others look at what's happening in the United States of America, and the idea that you give godlike attributes to Mr. Obama is just absolutely preposterous, apart from the fact it's terribly blasphemous. It goes on to say, when it comes to the world outside of Europe, Obama's fears are even greater. If the euro crisis and a possible breakup of the European Union was a major concern for the White House in 2012, at the start of his second term, it is Britain, and not Greece, that preoccupies the president's mind. The decline of British influence in the EU can only mean more problems for Washington. That begs a logical question. Is the EU, or rather the US, influential enough to keep the UK in the EU? And my answer is absolutely not. This article goes on to say, when it comes to big ideas in US-EU bilateral relations, one quickly notices that they are mostly absent. So what should Europeans and the EU expect from Barack Obama's second term? Not much. And that was an article from Deutsche Welle, a paper which has been very supportive of Barack Obama. But they are forced to admit how terrible the situation is in the United States of America under the current leadership. The Washington Times wrote on January 20, "As President Obama embarks on another 4 years in office, he is mindful that history is littered with the wreckage of presidents' second terms. George W. Bush had the double whammy of an unpopular war and a calamitous recession. Bill Clinton was impeached over lying about sex with an intern. Richard Nixon quit rather than face impeachment for Watergate. Even Ronald Reagan, on whose second term included the beginnings of his cherished collapse of the Soviet Union, was damaged by the Iran-Contra scandal. Mr. Obama's team understands that in the dubious history of second presidential terms, the opportunity to achieve anything significantly is usually limited to the first year or so." Not very hopeful prospects for the future of the United States of America. And the Bible tells us our downfall is inevitable. It's coming, and you had better be prepared for it. Don't listen to the lies of those in the media who tell you otherwise. Listen to God's word, the Bible, and believe it. Thanks very much for listening to me. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.